Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, folks, before we dive into the latest headlines and political roller coaster we call America, I've got a level with you. There won't be a Rob O'Donnell show next week. Now, before you start calling the station, demanding answers, or blaming some vast media conspiracy, relax. It's for a good reason. Next week, my wife Lisa and I are celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary, so you'll be stuck with the Rob O'Donnell show best ofs. But we do have some surprises thrown in there. Maybe we'll let Jake talk about some sports here and there. And we got EJ coming in on Friday to talk about college football. High school football. 30 years. That's 3 decades of her putting up with me talking politics, correcting cable news hosts from the couch, saying, "Lisa, can you believe this?" at least 10 times a day. She deserves a medal, or at least a week away from the sound of my work voice. We're heading down on a little anniversary getaway, somewhere warm, quiet, and far away from breaking news alerts, budget battles in Harrisburg, or whatever chaos is currently happening in Washington. Although, knowing my luck, Congress will probably agree on a budget the minute I step on the plane, just to mess with me. But that was good for all of us, so I'm willing to take that. Lisa made me promise I won't bring up politics on vacation, so I told her, "Honey, I can do that. Once per dinner." She didn't laugh. She just gave me that 30-year stare. And one that says, "Don't test me, Rob." In some foreign language I have trouble explaining. And I know some of you are thinking, "Rob, you can't leave us during this election season. Gas prices, the Eagles giving us heartburn." But hey, after 30 years, I've learned one thing. Happy wife, happy life, and happy host when he gets back. So while I'm off the grid, you'll still have WILK keeping you informed, the news, the debates, Nancy correcting Jason, and conversations that matter here more in Northeast Pennsylvania. And when I get back, I'll be recharged, recaffeinated, and ready to dive right back into the madness with y'all. But before I go, I just want to say to this. Lisa, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you for 30 years of patience, partnership, and putting up with my radio voice at home. You're the best co-host I could ever ask for, even if you never wanted to be on the air. All right, folks, I'll see you in a week. Keep your radios locked right here to WILK News Radio. Stay safe and stay sane. And remember, sometimes even I have to take a break for love. This is Rob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, as we start to wind things down here on the Rob O'Donnell Show, we're going to take a little trip back in time into the time machine, back to 1995. Yep, that's the year we tied the knot. Figure ended on a happy note and a little fun things. So, all right, folks, gather around the radio and crank that dial like it's 1995, because that's exactly where we're heading today. Yep, the same year Lisa and I tied the knot 30 years ago on either Sunday or Tuesday, depending on what date you want to follow. Back when I had less hair, actually, fewer gray ones, but no idea what Wi-Fi was. So let's take a trip down memory lane to 1995, when America was wearing flannel, renting movies from Blockbuster. And the biggest decision of the weekend was whether to rewind the tape. So some pop culture, now picture it. Toy Story just hit theaters. The first full-length computer animated movie ever. Pixar changed the game and made grown-ups cry over plastic toys. And somehow, Tom Hanks' voice made every guy wish he was a cowboy long before Kevin Costner did. The biggest song of that year, Gangster Paradise by Coolio, which I forbid Jake from playing. Every middle-aged suburban dad was suddenly deep rapping along in the minivan like they've lived a life of crime between Little League games. And of course on TV, Friends was taking over the world. Ross and Rachel were arguing. Kramer was busting through Jerry's door. And ER made everyone think they could handle medical drama while eating meatloaf. Oh, and weddings across America were falling victim to the early rumblings of the Macarena. I don't know if Lisa remembers, but I may have done that dance at the reception. And if there's, Jake, you're not. And if there's any video evidence, I'd like to permanently delete it. Just like my MySpace. So, some technology. Actually, this was my first computer, actually. It was the year Windows 95 launched. People literally, oh, remember this nonsense? How stupid were we all? This was literally probably the dumbest thing ever invented, and they probably still do it at things. Huh. I don't know. Well, when Windows 95 launched, people literally lined up outside stores at midnight for software. Imagine it today. We can't even line up for coffee without mobile ordering. And yes, I said coffee. There were about 23,000 websites in 1995 in the entire world. Today, there are billions. Half of them are people arguing on Facebook about politics. Cell phones, yeah, they existed. They were about the size of a brick and weighed as much as a small child. You didn't text. You shouted into them. And if you were lucky enough to have one, the antenna was longer than your car keys. And for those who didn't, you had a beeper, because nothing said important like a device that told you somebody wanted to talk to you, but not how or why. Yep, 1995 was big on headlines, too. And since we're a news radio station, might as well get into it. The O.J. Simpson trial had the entire country glued to the TV. Every office, every break room, everyone was debating the glove. It was reality TV before we called it that. Timothy McVeigh's Oklahoma City bombing shook the nation, a dark reminder even then how fragile we can be. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones crossed 5,000 for the first time, and people thought we'd reach the moon. Sports? Here you go, Jake. I got you covered. There were some legends at work. The Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl in 1995. The Atlanta Braves took the World Series. Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record, 2,131 straight. The man didn't take a sick day for over a decade. Try that in 2025. Michael Jordan said those two words that changed basketball forever. I'm back. Let's talk about daily life. Here you go. You want to think about things? Gas was $1.09 a gallon, and people still complained it was too high. The average new house cost $113,000, and the average home, the average income was around $35,000. Starbucks had under 700 stores. Now there's one inside every Target, every hospital, and probably your neighbor's garage. We didn't have GPS. We had maps. Big, crinkly, impossible to fold back maps. And if you got lost, you just argue until you weren't. And the internet's first meme, the dancing baby, made its debut. Honestly, terrifying to look at now. But back then, cutting-edge animation. So yeah, 1995 was the year the world met Toy Story, Windows 95, and the Macarena. But more importantly, it was the year Lisa said yes. 30 years later, the world's gone wireless, AI's writing emails, and I'm still trying to figure out why my remote only works if I point it at exactly the right direction. But one thing hasn't changed. I still can't believe she married me. Here's to 30 years, Lisa, and all you've worked, you've stuck by me on the air for at least the last three here. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to defrag my hard drive and my memory. Remember defragging your hard drive? See? Crazy. Crazy stuff. Defragging your hard drive. What do you have to do that? Like once a month? Because your stupid hard drive, the state-of-the-art computers, kept putting it in random places on your hard drive. And then, oh, I got to put it all together and mash it together. Well, there's a little bit bringing us back to 1995. It wasn't the best time. I'll take the 80s over the 90s any day. Any day. But we met February. Lisa and I mean. We met February of 1992. And we've been together ever since. So crazy times. Really not a... not a lot of people can say 30 years. But if you have, if you're on your way there, it's possible. Look at me and Lisa. We're prime examples of that. People see us together and hear how I mention things on the radio, especially some of my commercials that I've had. Our boobs still make me happy. I'm sorry. That's why we're married 30 years, right? If they didn't, it'd be a downer. So we got a lot of flack for that commercial, I'm sure, for this too. It's a good thing I'll be away for a week, but I'm sure she's listening. I haven't gotten a threatening text yet, though. But I listen, I appreciate you all for sticking with me. And again, I feel for you about best ofs next week, but we are going to try and mix it up a little bit. Maybe, just maybe, I'll call in and do a live report from the beach under a palm tree, all depending on my alcohol level content. But can't make any promises there either. But I'm looking forward to it. I did see that Kenny Chesney's plane just landed where I'm going yesterday. But I did see, Jake, and you'll get a kick out of this, it was probably picking him up. Because he's playing college game day in Nashville. So my guess is that he was in Key West, and this is Kenny Chesney, and his plane arrived there to pick him up to take him to game day, wondering if he's going to come back. And since the island's only 3 miles by 2 miles, hey, there may be a good chance we bump into each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I was wondering if you would cross paths with Dale and Amy Earnhardt, but they're on their way to Phoenix for championship weekend because I know they love going down to Key West a bunch.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. We got a lot planned. On the night of our anniversary, we have a real nice dinner planned at a location that's special. We're going to take one of them schooner cruises at sunset out there where they have some hors d'oeuvres and drinks and some snorkeling and. I haven't scuba dived in years and before 9/11, and I don't know how my lungs would deal with it. So I think we'll just stick to snorkeling. But we both did just get our new snorkeling gear in, and we're bringing it down with us. So we're right there. There's a reef right off the water where we're going. So we're going to check it out. And again, sit under a palm tree and relax for a couple days. Decompress. But don't worry, I won't let anybody get too out of hand up here in politics, because I got that little thing called Wi-Fi now, not back in 1995. So, again, I appreciate you guys. I will be back November 3rd? What's that?
3rd.
3rd? November 3rd, I'll be back. And we'll be ready to hit it and the day before Election Day, so there'll be a lot there. Somebody said, you met February what? I believe it was I think it was February 21st, to be honest with you. We looked at the day once because we had to look. It was that Friday.
It was a Friday.
Yeah. So
I'm
I think
really
it was
good with memorizing
Friday
numbers.
The 21st. You really know February 21st in 1995? You know the day, Jake?
92.
92. That's right, 92. Yeah. Look at that. Somebody said, congratulations, 41 for me. Wow, that's incredible. It just is. This day and age, it truly is. It's a milestone that we need to celebrate for others to see, especially up and coming, you know, our children, our grandkids. And it's something for them to emulate. Life is good when you find the right person to be with. So it's 5:55 here at WILK. We'll play some commercials, and then we'll be ready to bow out. And then I'm officially on vacation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.